Part 4. Lecture Listening. Directions. In this section, you will hear two lectures. At the end of each lecture, you will hear five questions. Both the lectures and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear each question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Lecture 1. Back in New York, I am the head of development for a nonprofit called Robinhood. When I'm not fighting poverty, I'm fighting fires as the assistant captain of a volunteer fire company. I remember my first fire. I was the second volunteer on the scene, so there was a pretty good chance I was going to get in. But still, it was a real foot race against the other volunteers to get the captain in charge to find out what our assignments would be. When I found the captain, he was having a very engaging conversation with the homeowner, who was surely having one of the worst days of her life. Here it was, the middle of the night, she was standing outside in the pouring rain, under an umbrella, in her pajamas, barefoot, while her house was in flames. The other volunteer, who had arrived just before me, got to the captain first and was asked to go inside and save the homeowner's dog. The dog! I was stunned with jealousy. Here was some lawyer or money manager who, for the rest of his life, gets to tell people that he went into a burning building to save a living creature, just because he beat me by 5 seconds. Well, I was next. The captain waved me over. He said, "Bezos, I need you to go into the house. I need you to go upstairs, past the fire, and I need you to get this woman a pair of shoes." I swear. So not exactly what I was hoping for. But off I went up the stairs, down the hall, past the real firefighters, who were pretty much done putting out the fire at this point, into the master bedroom to get a pair of shoes. A few weeks later, the department received a letter from the homeowner thanking us for the valiant effort displayed in saving her home. The act of kindness she noted above all others, someone had even gotten her a pair of shoes. In both my vocation at Robinhood and my avocation as a volunteer firefighter, I am witness to the acts of generosity and kindness on a monumental scale. But I'm also witness to acts of grace and courage on an individual basis. And do you know what I've learned? They all matter. So as I look around this room at people who either have achieved or are on their way to achieving remarkable levels of success, I would offer this reminder: don't wait. Don't wait until you make your first million to make a difference in somebody's life. If you have something to give, give it now. Serve food at a soup kitchen. Clean up a neighborhood park. Be a mentor. Not every day is going to offer us a chance to save somebody's life, but every day offers us an opportunity to affect one. So get in the game. Save the shoes. Questions 23. For what organization does the speaker volunteer? 24. What did the speaker do as his first fire as a volunteer? 25. When did the story happen? 26. What did the other volunteer who had arrived just before the speaker got from the house? 27. What had the speaker learned from his first fire?